Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of some mythical secret to growth and scaling that always seems to let us down whenever we find it. So now I invite you to take a completely different path with me. It's not risk-free, and in fact, it's a little scary sometimes. But it's this path that has forged one winner after another. If you made it here on this show today, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes demonstrating how to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ, the smart choice for hiring remote international talent so you can leverage your business with experienced virtual assistants. We recruit, train, and manage VAs to fill critical roles in your business so that you can stay focused on innovation and growth. They typically help you recover 50 hours a month and 2x profits. You can also save up to 70% versus hiring locally. To learn more, you can go to vaiq.net. Today's guest is Terry Healy. He is a survivor of a life-threatening cancer that left him with a permanent facial difference. Terry Healy is an author, keynote speaker, and business strategist, a graduate of UC Berkeley with a 35-year career as a marketing executive. Terry challenges audiences to face adversity and change and apply his framework and principles to gain confidence, build resilience, and find joy in their personal lives. Terry, welcome to the show. What is one thing you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
I spend a lot of time in reflection, Josh. And what I mean by that is stepping away from the hectic day, finding 5 to 10 minutes. Maybe it's on a walk, maybe it's late at night before I'm about to go to bed, but I find that time for myself to reflect on my day. I start with gratitude. And when you start with gratitude, it puts you in a positive mindset. Then I do a quick audit of my day. What did I learn today? Did I learn anything? Was I inspired by anything? If I was inspired by something, should I try that tomorrow? Should I apply that to my life tomorrow? And so I've done this in my personal and professional life for years, for as long as I can remember. And it applies to both, right? I mean, if you're in a work setting and you practice reflection, it really can help you take new risks and try new ideas that you might otherwise not, because you take that time unfiltered by other things and you concentrate on what it is that I might have learned and how can I apply that to my life. So it served me well over 35, 40 years.
And I'm curious about, taking this time to reflect enables you to take a risk that you may not have taken before. And so how does that reflection really open up our tolerance for that risk? I know it's to a certain extent it's kind of hard to answer that concretely, but what is the process that our mind goes through that allows us to receive a little bit more of that risk that we would normally just shield out?
Well, I think there's a school of thought that says react quickly to things, and if you don't, you'll miss out on something, or you will never get to it, right? I sort of take the opposite view because I think it enables you to kind of marinate ideas in your head, and they don't have to be fully baked. I'm not suggesting that you overanalyze or fully bake everything that you want to try, but when you spend a little bit of time on reflection, think about that idea, you start to become more confident with it. If you reach that point where you're starting to feel, hey, I feel pretty good about this idea, what's the worst that can happen? It doesn't work. Well, I'm going to learn from that, right? We learn from our mistakes. That's what a growth mindset's all about. I'm big, Josh, on in my career, I was big on rewarding initiative as opposed to simply results. Because I think initiative is what helps people learn. They might make mistakes in it, but encourage people to be innovative. So that's kind of what I mean by it.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think one thing that people can say when you said, "Hey, what's the worst that could happen?" Somebody put this to me by saying, "Hey, look, whatever you're going to do, it's probably not going to kill you. Like, you're probably not going to die, And I know that kind of part of your story of resilience is Well, you were in a situation where you very well could have died. And reflecting on that, some sort of business risk, hey man, it's probably not going to kill me. What's the worst that can happen?
Exactly.
Can you talk about that a little bit? I know that that you mentioned that this is kind of a gift in disguise and something that you obviously weren't expecting, and it changes the path of your life, but when you took the time to reflect, what did that reveal for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it goes back a little bit. The answer goes back a little bit to gratitude, right? I learned when I recovered from this. Actually, not even recovered. When I woke up from this surgical procedure that basically practically destroyed my face, one of the first things that came to my mind was, oh my God, they saved my right eye. That was at risk. So that's where the gratitude came in. And I realized, man, there's a lot that I still have to be grateful for despite whatever I've lost, right? And so I think that's partly where life perspective comes in. That's what we gain when we have difficult experiences, right? So when I look in the mirror, that's what I'm always reminded of. My battle scars remind me of my life perspective. I have a greater perspective on life. It goes back to what you said a few minutes ago, right? What's the worst thing that can happen? I'm probably not going to die. Well, in my case, yeah, I could have died, but
Yeah, but you didn't.
I chose to focus on the positives. And I was also somebody, Josh, who never once wanted to know what are my odds. I don't want percentages. I don't want to know that I've got a 40% chance of living. I don't want to know any of that stuff. Don't tell me. So that's how I chose to do it.
And so, how have you used this as a kind of a springboard to really change the way that you think and the way that you operate? I know one of the things that you were able to kind of pull out of the ashes of these changes here was this rebar framework. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so this framework I built was really a way to package up my survival kit in a more prescriptive manner for other people to deal with change in the workplace, crisis in life, adversity, whatever it might be. And it consists of four key phases: reflect, which we already kind of talked about. That's number one. Number two is build. And then act and renew. And so, can I talk about each one of those really,
Please.
really quickly? Okay. So, reflect, we touched on, that's about starting with gratitude, building that positive mindset, and taking that time for yourself. Build is really that time when you start to develop a positive mindset. So, how do you do that? How do you develop a growth mindset? Well, you start to figure out how you're going to figure out work-life balance. You figure out how you're going to develop a support system, how you're going to practice faith, if that's important to you, and how you're going to choose positive, because attitude is a choice. So with those things, it's a lot easier to make progress when you have a positive, optimistic view instead of dealing with negatives or fear or uncertainty or doubt. As you move into act is really where the rubber meets the road, right? That's when you say, I'm going to face my challenges. I'm going to start to take control of my life, and I'm going to get focused, and I'm going to set goals. I'm big on focus and goal setting in a way that's manageable and achievable, meaning pick one big, pick a BHAG. What's the biggest thing you got? Pick that, focus on that, figure out how you're going to deal with it. And then finally, renew is really that reinforcement of the process. It's that part that we just talked about with the growth mindset. It's the commitment to a process that says, what did I learn from this experience, from this ordeal? What did I learn about myself? Celebrate your wins. What did you learn about your own traits, your own skills, your own characteristics that enabled you to achieve something or to overcome something? Celebrate those. That helps you to build confidence back, right? So it's that commitment to a process that helps you become a better version of yourself. I actually think it also helps you take more risk. And I'm somebody that's a big proponent of taking risks. Change is good. Risk is good. You just have to manage the risk a little bit.
And what's interesting about this, Terry, is You start with reflection, and it's almost kind of like it's like reverse of what you would think about logic when I should reflect after I've done all this stuff, but no, you reflect first. And then we build, and then we act. And so it's almost like you flipped everything on its head. And so that's just interesting. Why? Can you just kind of walk us through the thought process of that? Because I would think I'm going to reflect after I've done everything, but you're saying no, start there.
Yeah, so I can give you an example which might bring it to life. I went through a lot of turmoil. I went through a lot of difficult situations that I kind of call them now turning points. An example was when I started to take control of my life. This woman said to me after we had been dating a short time, she looked me in the eye, Josh, and she said, "You have a lot of issues that I can't help you with. You need constant reassurance. I can't give you that." And what
You got a
she
lot
was,
of problems, man.
yeah, exactly. And what she taught me really was that the scars on the inside had become far more disfiguring than these scars ever were on the outside, the part that, left me disfigured. That wasn't her issue. Her issue was with my person. And so if I didn't take the time to reflect, well, first of all, you're going to have a reaction to that, right? You're going to be maybe angry, hurt, whatever. I experienced all that. I was bummed, right? I lost this girlfriend. And but it woke me up. I started to reflect and say, what is it? What is my issue? And what I realized pretty quickly once I started to reflect was that surgery wasn't going to solve my problems. I could have another 30 surgeries and I still wouldn't be content with who I was. I wouldn't be confident. I had to rebuild from the inside out. And so, yes, it took time. I had to absorb what she said. I had to accept it. I had to reflect on it, absorb it, and then say, how am I going to put something new into action that's going to move my life in a new direction, that's going to take me to a new place? And yes, I'm going to have to leave the old Terry behind. I got to build a new Terry. If that makes sense as an example.
Yeah, it does. And so it's really, well, what got us here to where we have to build something?
Yeah,
Let's start
exactly.
there, So yeah, I got it. And so talk to us a little bit about what you're doing now. Who do you help and how do you help them? Where can we go to learn more?
Yeah, thanks. So today I just came out with my latest book, The Resilience Mindset. It's really about taking my experience, framing it, talking about rebar. Rebar is a big part of it to help others deal with crisis, conflict, change, adversity. So I'm doing that. I do a lot of speaking to different industries and organizations. I have an event tonight. But yeah, so I have a lot of resources to help others deal with issues. And I spend a lot of time, Josh, as a mentor for other people dealing with challenges, even in a one-on-one environment, right? Just to kind of help people work through how they're going to deal with something similar to what I went through. And that's the greatest gift, is that that I can help others with my own experience. And so all that information is available on my website. Yeah.
Excellent. What is the website one more time?
Website is terryhealy.com, TerryHealey.com.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks to our guest, Terry Healy, for coming on and sharing a little bit of his wisdom about how he gets things done and how he leverages his time through reflection. For those of you who want to connect directly with him and learn more about what he does, you can go to terryhealy.com. And once again, if you want to leverage your time, money, and resources to the max, manage remote talent is your answer. Learn how to save up to 70% on your next hire by going to vaiq.net. Until next time, remember this: if you want the win, push your chips in. It's time to leverage everything.